Okay, let's start from the bottom of the Gemara Chav Beis Amid Beis, going to Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Ko Voma Reb Yechanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yehoi Tzodok. Kol Talmid Chacham, every Talmid Chacham, She'ein Oy Noikein, who doesn't take revenge, V'noiter Kinochosh, Ein Oy Talmid Chacham. Yesterday we spoke about what would be the Nochash. So, but it's the Koyach of the Talmud Chacham. And the Talmud Chacham has this din. Frank, the Gemara asks, V'aksiv loy sikoim veloy sitoir. The Torah says, don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge. So I just pointed out that how do you read the Pasuk? Don't take revenge and... or, I don't know how to teach the pasuk, or bear a grudge. I saw, that's the Pasha to teach. I saw in the Chumash from the Living Torah from Ari Kaplan, he says, Loi sikoim, do not take revenge, nor bear a grudge. Now we're going to explain, maybe it fits into the Gemara, how to read the pasuk. So the Gemara is asking. So we see from a Talmud Chacham that he's obligated to do it. So if he does it, what would be? He can't. And for the Gemara answers, Hahu b'mamoin hu diksiv. The holding of loy sikoim v'loy sitoir is when someone didn't give you something and you don't want to give it back to him. But if someone actually hurt you, then you can do nekama. Which is, we'll have to see what that means. But the Gemara, the Gemara brings a raya. Eiza yabrais. Where do we find this iser of revenge, nikima of eizu nitira, what's called bearing a grudge? Nikima amar loy ashileni megalcha amar loy lav. Lamachar amar loy hu ashileni kardumach, lend me your axe. Amar loy eni mashilcha kiderech shaloy hishalteni zui nikima. So I just want to stop right here in this Gemara, that the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Avos HaChesed brings rayas from Rishonim, proof from Rishonim who say that nekima is not only when you state that the reason you're not giving it to him is because of what he did to you. It's not, that's not the statement. It's in your heart. I'm not going to give it to you because you didn't give it to me. So therefore, even if it's in your heart, let's posit that. Now, the Gemara, Vezi Netira, what's Netira? Omar le Ashileni Kadumach, he said, Loi, Lemocha, the same person comes to you and wants to take it. Eni Kamoischa, I'm not going to be like you that you didn't give it to me. And that's Netira. So it would follow, the same would be like what the Chofetz Chaim says, that when you're giving it to him, you're thinking. You don't have to say it. If you're thinking, oh, I'm a good guy because last time he didn't give it to me and I gave it, that's no good. That's going to be the truth. So the Gemara is asking, so that's only by momentous, by giving it, by when it has to do with an object, but not when it comes to tzare de gufa. So the Achroinim ask a kasha. The Achroinim ask a gewaltige kasha. If the Isser of Netira is in your heart, that even if I give it, if I still feel bad, if I still feel that I want to give it, you're over an Isser. Well, if you don't give it and you feel that, you're definitely over an Isser.
Maybe that's why it's a lashon bo maaser, and you don't get malchus on.
That's right, we're going to see that. But, well, let's first... say this kasha. Why would you need two psukim? If it's usur to think that way even when you do give, right, why would it
you
be? Of course, you have it alive of loy nit loy sitoir. Hear that? If when someone comes over to you and says, he didn't give you, he didn't lend you his axe yesterday, now he asks you to lend him an axe. And you say, I don't want to give it to you. And in your heart, that's Lysikim if you don't give it. If you do give it, and in your heart you feel, I'm Mr. Good Guy, Because yesterday I would have given it, you didn't give it to me, and today I'm giving it to you. That's loisita. The question is, if you over loisita for that feeling in the heart, then you definitely over loisika. And when you don't give it, why do you need a separate pasuk of loisika? So they answer, well, this is a very kotzke dike gemara. What is this? Not giving? So I'm not giving it because that's the reason. So you're being honest to yourself. I can't give it because you didn't give it to me. When I give it, and on the outside it looks like, oh, I'm giving it, I'm a nice guy. And inside I feel this grudge, I'm giving it begrudgingly, and because I feel it in my heart, that would be worse.
And you can be over?
You would be over only when you give it and not give it. So I was thinking, ulai, that's bederach musar. Maybe bederach lamdus, it would be only when you act on your bad feeling. When you don't act, it has to be an iser maisa. The giving, even though like the hearer is not the iser, so the not giving would not be the iser. Possibly, the iser would be the giving. No, I'm just saying that's very good. Loisikoim, the loisitoir. They're really all one and the same. Not all. It's not like this pshat. If we learn the simple pshat, then it's very good. You shouldn't take revenge, and you even shouldn't do loisitoir. This way, it would be and. It's two different things. Okay, that's the way to teach the pasuk. Baruch Kopanim. The Gemara at this point holds Tzara de Gufa is worse. And you're allowed to be Noikim v'noiter. Now, what would it be Noikim on Tzara de Gufa? What does it mean on Tzara de Gufa? You don't have to. Tzara de Gufa, I could take revenge. What kind of revenge? If he's Mitzayer me, I could be Mitzayer him back. That seems like I'm not sure. Okay. But Tzara de Gufa loy. Tzara de Gufa loy.
Is this?
Everything in all there. Oh, just missed. I said a good word. I'll tell it to you after. Vohotanye. What would be the come on Tzara de Gufa?
So
someone embarrassed you. So Talmud Chacham, so I have to embarrass him back. What do you gain from embarrassing him back?
Revenge.
That's revenge. It's pure revenge. Bishleima, when I don't give it to him, he didn't give me, I don't give him. So what? So he embarrassed me. So Zemora says, V'otanya ha'nelovim v'ein an oilvin. Shoymen cherposim ve'enem mishivin. Oysim me'ahavus me'erim b'yisulim ha'kosim ve'erim v'ayav k'deir yomishu l'azai. So we see, we're being mishabeach somebody who's not noikeim al p'giyah b'kvoidoi. And that's comparable to Tzara de Gufa. And you're allowed to. I don't know what that is. So that's a nekame. Or netiru would be, it's unbelievable. I want to say something very sharp. Netiru would be that I don't answer back and I don't tap myself on the back for it. What's netiru? Netiru is when I give the object, just I feel in my heart I'm Mr. Good Guy. And so what would be the netira by pegeya b'kvoidoi?
Retribution.
No, it would be retribution. So Melo.
Let's say a person feels that I'm doing it, I really don't want to do it, but Kadosh Baruch Hu corrects me.
Right, is that netira?
That's not
netira. Why not?
That's a kavana in the mitzvah.
No, but I'm just saying.
You can't have a love and because I want to do something that goes wrong. Yeah, I wish the ones. That's not true.
No, because I want to say a big chiddush in the Gemara now. It might be like almost a drash. Let's go it over again. Nekama is when someone asks you to borrow your car, When you ask somebody to give you his car, and he says no, the next day he comes to you and he wants to borrow your car. So you say no. That's nekama. If in my heart, the reason I have no problem with my car, I would really lend out my car. The reason I'm not doing it, you didn't lend it to me, I'm not lending it to you. In your heart, you're holding that, that's nekama. What's netira? You want to borrow his car, and he says, I don't want to give you the car. The next day he comes to borrow your car, and you give him the car, but in your heart you say, listen, he didn't lend me the car, but I'm still lending him the car. I really didn't want to do it, but I'm Mr. Good Guy, so I'm going to do it. That's netira. Having that feeling in your heart, it's mamash a very high bar. Control of your emotions. And that's what netira would mean. On that, the Torah says, loy sikoim, veloy sitoim. And the Chafetz Chaim says it goes even in your heart. Even in your heart. You're not allowed to give it. You're not allowed to do it. That's Lysita. That's a very high bar. So we have, right? Here's
the guy. Can't control.
Yeah.
Can't control.
Now, it's very hard to, I don't know if it's hard to control. And what's wrong? Lamaisa, I'm giving it. That feeling of Lysisna Bilvav Echo. You know, Frank the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I see from that Brysa, that it's only about mammon. Of course, you're supposed to hold back, even on when someone embarrasses you. So how could it say a Talmud Chacham should be noikim v'noiter al kvoidoi? I lechiura.
I love him.
Right?
It's not his
kovod.
It's the
kovod
of the Torah.
Oh wait, no. But first, emphatic. So that's the most kash. La'olam. Now the Gemara is giving an answer. La'olam. The nokit le'belibe. The Talmud Chacham is talking, not answering back. Hanelovim, beinam olvim, but he's holding it in his heart. Now Rashi struggles with what the Gemara means. He's holding it in his heart. We'll see Rashi in a second. We'll see Rashi. We'll see the art scroll. We'll see whatever it is. But what's Poshim Pshat in the Gemara? I want to say out of the box Pshat before we see Rashi. Lo'ilam d'nokit b'libe. So he's still oivel oisita. He's allowed to keep it shomer in his heart that it would be that way.
Don't express it.
Yeah, he doesn't express it. Because that's the whole Isser of Netira is the libe. So lo'olam d'nokit le'belibe. So he's still oivel le'sita. And a Talmud Chacham is allowed to do that. Another person would be l'chayre. These people, hanelovim ve'inam oilvim, would be even belibe not. The Talmud Chacham makes halten belibe. I don't know. It happens to be. That would be my pshat, which would be a mechudashik pshat. That is not Rashi's pshat. Zog Rashi did not get, maybe Rashi is learning my way, possibly. Rashi's bought by, so what? Nokid le belibe. So what? So where would the nekama be? Rashi's bought by, where would the nekama be of nokid belibe? Bishlema by mammon, the not giving. Over here, so I'm learning the whole Isser of Natir is always believe. So,
what's Rashi said?
Oh, so Grashi, the nafkamina would be in ba'achar linkoim nikmasai. If somebody else sticks up for you and screams back,
how can that be?
Yishtaik.
How can that be an Isser on you?
You're going to still be quiet. That means if I would have deleted it in my heart, so when somebody else goes and tries to stick up for my covenant, stay out of it. I'm okay. It's all good. Right? That's what it would be.
A Talmud
Chacham has to say he knows that something took place not
so
good.
So if someone sticks up, he has to tell the guy.
If someone sticks up,
right.
He doesn't have to tell. You're right.
You're right.
So that would mean an afghamina. He has to keep it in his heart, klape the din, that someone else should be able to do it. a gewaltige Stück Gemara.
It's hard to understand why you think the opposite. Talmud Chacham should be better.
Yeah, because the part is the Talmud Chacham has to understand that a pegia in him is a pegia in the Torah. He separates himself from the situation. So therefore, right.
So that would be a steer to the story you told yesterday about, I don't know, I forgot which Rebbe, the Sfasemis or whoever it was, who had to put on his jacket because he was his son made him angry. So he wanted to calm down.
Right, that was a Shul Salanta, I said, because...
So he puts on the jacket, because he's over
you have to, right, you shouldn't have a thing of Nekome. And I love him, and I leave him, yeah. Frank Demore, for Omar, over here. Let's see the Gemara's kasha. Kol amavra al midoisav. So what's Rava's kasha? What's Rava's kasha?
It's much what everybody made.
Kol amavra al midoisav.
Doesn't say except for Chacham.
He shouldn't hold it in his heart. No, Rava's learning mavra al midoisav is more than shtika. It's almost like you neutralize it. You
and
make
it
like.
Why do you answer that? Why do you answer that? Because it says kol, maybe.
Yeah. And fitove, timefaisele. Umefais. If he's not mefais, then he has to. Okay.
So the whole Mavir Midoisav is only that situation where people become fine, okay to accept the PS. Mavir, this is always known to be a
Yeah, Mavir Midoisav has to be always Mavir.
So that answers my question. My question was, I really don't want to give it to him, but the Abishah commanded me in the Torah to do it. So.
Right, that would be.
So Mavir Midoisav.
Yeah, this goes in this whole din of Noikem Venoiter is Mavra Midais. Okay, Zogdi Gemara. You have to be mine in this whole sugya, this Laisikam Velaisita. Zogdi Gemara says in the Mishnah, once they were Misakin a din of making a pious, so he would pick a number and he would tell everybody to put out a finger and they would stand around in a circle. Each person would put out his finger or two fingers, and then he would count, and then we would get to it. And then we would count them as two. So, Gemara Hashto, Shtayim Moitzien, Achas Mi Boye. If we say that a coin could put out two fingers, obviously, we know, by definition, he could put out one finger. So Tois has a long Toisvis, that this is Derech HaLoshen in the Mishnah. Why is the Gemara nitpicking and seeing it so strong? Amar Rav Chista loy koshe, kan bebori, kan bechoile. So what's made the Gemara? That it says in the Mishnah, one... Because it's very hard physically to hold back your fingers. You're putting out two, it's easier. You want to pull it in, make it into a fist, and put out one. Zero down. Masha'en ken kan, when he's doing out fingers, bekoyin choyle. So therefore he can. So they said he's allowed to put out two. Which we're going to see later in the Gemara because of the Ramoyim. We have to see the Gemara. It has to fit into the Gemara. Right? Yeah. Obviously, it's not talking about Mamish HaChayla. It's talking about a Chayla of what? Which Chayla? A Chayla in his fingers. Frag the Gemara, Vohotanye, Achas Moitzien, Shnayin, Ein Moitzien. B'med v'arma amurim b'bari. And then there's a hisof in the brisa. V'hayichidin moitziyin shtayim. Bein moinin lohem elohachas. So it's a riot. This is not a kasha.
The
Vahotanya is a misread. I have to read this. Does it say like that in our school?
Vahotanya.
Vahotanya usually say it's a kasha.
Yeah,
here it's a
michas. What is the yechidim?
Oh, yechidim, Rashi says, b'choylin she'en yoishvim im shar b'nei odom elo shoichvin o yoishvim levadon. Like, choylim usually stay separate. So it's another connotation, another description of choylim. Freg de Bach on the side of the Gemara Ois Aleph. He didn't like this teretz, and I see that they asked the Gasha. So why does it? Why it's repetitive? Why does it say Zok de Bach Meirig in the Welt Yechidim or Talmidei Chachomim? Talmidei Chachomim are called Yechidim because you have to see yourself separate. And Talmidei Chachomim were not Choishish for Amoyim. We have to see the Gemara further. So. So they're allowed to put out. That's Mavuyer here in the Bach, and
that's the way our school doesn't bring this back to Pshat.
Good Pshat. Stagoy is HaBach. Right. Okay. Zog di Gemara, ein moinin loy, elo achas. When someone puts out two. V'otanya, it is a very important Gemara. When they put out their fingers, ein moitzien loy sholish. They don't put out the middle finger, the third finger from the thumb. V'loy gudul, and they don't put out their thumb. Mepnei haramoyim. Because when it would come towards the end, and the Rami would see that it's getting close to the number, he'll take out that goydel so he could be the one to do it. And the Mamuna won't know that he changed his finger out then. So therefore, it would be a Ramoy. Vim hoitzi sholish moinin loy. Because... we'll be able to see that it's one person. But if he took out the good lane, moinen loy, because then the dramoy is. For loy, oy, dala shaloike min hamemuna bepakia. Since he's cheating, cheating calls for a punishment. And therefore it would be so we see that we do count. So we, why, how could the Brises say that you put out two, you count it as one, then there would never be a mokim for ramoyes. So for the Gemara, my moinin loy, nami achas. What does that mean? So what would be the ramoyes? Shagoyle loitzi, anytime with the etzba vim hoitzi, a moinen coins a klal, moitzi dad's boys, meinen achas. We have to see this. I don't know. What's the explanation of the Gemara? Yeah. No. The Gemara said before, no matter what, you do it. So the Gemara makes a chilek between the thumb and the other finger. I'm not 100% clear. Want to see pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says either you put out one finger and a choyla puts out two fingers because he can't control it. The choyla, when he puts out two fingers, we count it as one, right? Freg di Gemara, it says in the Braise, they used to be nervous. Ein Moitzien, the third finger, because then they would count the third finger, and then he'll make a Ramoyes to have his finger counted, that he should be the pick. So you see that you do count the fingers. So the Gemara answers, no. My moininloi kachas, in our brisa, moininloi kachas. Nami achas. So where's the moininloi? Moininloi. So what's the Ramoyes? Unless it would be a trick.
Throw him out.
No, but in the beginning, right away, what's the Ramoyes? What is the rationale? What is his strategy? The Ramoyes. What is the strategy? The strategy is...
another finger.
What? So now it goes around. Everybody puts up in. He says number 20. Goes around. If he sees 20 is going to end by his guy after him, the coin after him. So he puts out two fingers. He'll be 20. So that means you count two fingers. So what the Gemara's kasha was? Ein moinin lohen el achas. When you put out two, you count it as one for each person. So why over here?
So then,
then you do count. No, moinuloi is, and you don't throw him out. He's allowed. But I thought the kasha of the Gemara is imkain. Kasha, the Braisa says shecholish hoitzi shtayim moinuloi rak achas. I guess we'll be able to see. The Gemara's kasha is if you're counting it from, you see that you're counting it from more than one. I don't know if that's the Gemara's kasha. I might be off on the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, my moinin loy achas.
Meaning that even that second brisa means that you count one.
Yes, so then what's the Ramoyes?
What's the Ramoyes? Why you don't do three? You're still going to count them as one, but maybe the counter will make a mistake.
The counter will make a mistake. So the Gemara, my pakia. Right, it'll mix up the counter. I don't know. My pakia, amara madra, my madra, madra. It's a madra. My madra, papa, mitarka de taye. It would be like some sort of a rope that they use it to hit the horses. The psik reshe. And it, like, you cut it on top, and it's going to hurt the person. Okay. So, the more rabbi, meresh avamina. So I thought it was a psilta from the Hadlokas Hamanoyer Beis HaShaeva. K'detnan miboli machnisi kahanim mehem oyim afkin and behem oyim adlikim. Kivon de shamon alo de tanya shaloikim and amuna bepakia amina my pakia nagdo. So therefore it would be a different shot. So they would hit them, not only with light, they would hit them. Zuk the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Maisa shahoy yashneim shovim v'rotzim oilim v'keves. Tona Rabbanon. Maisa b'shnei kahanim shahoy yashneim shovim. It was very heart-wrenching Gemara. V'rotzim v'oilim v'keves. So there was a race to get to the top. Kodam echod mehem l'toich arba amois shel chaveiroi. That means one got to the finish line earlier. Notal saki bitoka loy beliboy.
This happened before the other story?
Yeah, before they made the pie. Omad Reb Sodi kal mailas ha'ulam v'omah achenu beis yisro shimu harei hu oima ki motzei chol bado yotzik nech v'shiktecho. So that is the din of an eglarufa. Ono amilo avi eglarufa. which of us has to bring the Agaruf Aloh here? Oy Aloh Azora. Is it part of the Kahanim's job or part of everybody's job? Go, Kolom Bebchia. Bo Oviv Shel Tinoik. I don't know why it's called a Tinoik. But the father of the Kohen who got killed. Umotsoi Kishu Mefarper. But he didn't die yet. Omahareyu Kaporaschem. I guess he was saying it. Vadayin Bini Mefarper. Loi Nitma. Sakin. So he took the sakin out of his heart and he was still worried about that he's not Tomei.
This story happened very late in the second base of English.
But there is no.
No, it says Ba'is Rishon, no?
So there is no Eglo Rufo in Yerushalayim.
Oh, that's the Gemara's going to ask that.
Oh, good.
Let's see the Gemara's Shaila. Gemara's going to come to that.
No, Reb Tzadik lived in the end of the
But what do you say to this Gemara? Reb Tzadik, how you be safe, you may buy a shame.
Right, famous Reb Tzadik, yeah.
They were
already misaking this pious.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
The Mishnayos. The story happened, they already misaking.
What was the father thinking about? Zok the Gemara, that he put him. No, the Gemara is going to ask you, Akash. Hi, Maise. Kodim. Which Maise was the Maise of the Mishnah that he broke his foot and they made the pious? Ilayim the shvichas domim, hashta shvichas domim loy tiknu paisa, anish barag loy takino, elo anish barag loy kodim. Ukiven takino paisa, harba amois, maya viditayu, no kasha. And with the gemara, elo ilam, the shvichas domim kodim. May chorus over, akroi baalmo, who was out of the box. Kiven the chozi, afilu mimeilo osuli desa kodim. Tekiven rabonam paisa.
Really, at the end of the second
verse of
English.
Pray the Gemara, Israel, Shumare, I'm Gimazerola, Anan Almi, Alael Azores, Pray the Gemara, Vishalayim, Basa, Suye, Agla, Rufi, for Tanya Sotvom Nemo Vishalayim, Vizuachas Mayhem. So the Gemara on top, Chav Gimulam is Beis, Enamavi, Agla, Rufa. Vahoi loy noida mi koksi. Vahoi noida gi koala g'day. It was a poetic way to bring out crying. Laharbas bepchia. Bob, if shaltinig mozik jubababa, marik mazor nig ayam, am lir aleyem. Avdi gimore. Boilu shvil damu dizol. Himrik ayam shvil damu. Mabal das gaelim yon avdi gimore. So the bottom tesis, let's see. Yerushalayim. Eina mevia egla rufa. Yerushalayim does have the alore. Om an egla rufa. Zog teisvis. Teimali my porach. Leimet the Kareb Yudas vile dom leil berak hamad Yerushalayim nechlikul ishvot. Pafil azor zikul mam dozim zahol ishvotim. So Memela, that's why there would be an Egla Rufa. Well, Tosis is alluding to the fact that the reason of the Egla Rufa. So where did Tosis get that? If you look at Rashi. I'll just find the Rashi. Poshteto. Mizrael Kalishvati. I don't have to see. Shaykh Beglarufa. Let's see the Rashi. So Rashi on the top Rashi of Gimel Amid Beis. Iksiv ki yimot sechal ba'adomo l'rishto ve'en Yerushalayim Yerusho v'kosova lo'y nischalko l'shvotim. Rashi says that's the rationale of Yerushalayim. So there's a man that Amar at Yerushalayim is the Schach L'Shvot. So the Gemara says, "Tais v'Yerushalayim at the Balavach Yitzchak L'Shnuyah Kidei LaHarbis Bebriyo." But really, the Gemara could have answered that. The Loishar El Garuf El Eichad Eloi Noidem Iku Pocharei Noidem Vohid and V'Tois V'Tois. Dikomar alo iroy ala azore pshita dal azore loy maisinon do ira kroivoksi. It has to be an ear. Ba azore lav irhi elo de la fushe tzore. That's another question. Interesting. Ba azore is not an ear. Question is the azore rishus harabim? There's a whole big tumma, sofik tumma rishus harabim. If there would be the din. And therefore there would be the dinner tomorrow. We'll see the rest of the Gemara.